During the presidential debates and the elections, NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, was a big discussion. There is a discussion about eliminating that trade agreement in the future. But Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. have really integrated agricultural markets. Currently, U.S. exports to Mexico and Canada account for around 30% of the total U.S. agricultural exports. Finally, the U.S. exported 3.7 million tons of milk products to Mexico in 2015, then Mexico being by far the biggest export destination for the U.S. Mexican corn imports account for 23% of the total U.S. corn exports and are an important part of the animal feeding supply chain. Many other sectors are integrated the same way. Changes to agreements with NAFTA would have significant implications both for Mexico animal feeders and Mexican consumers and U.S. farm and profit margins. Mexico has become the third largest buyer of peanuts from the U.S., and that is important for peanut farmers, which have been exporting to Canada and Mexico as they make a lot of peanut butter. So the NAFTA agreement will be in the news in the future, but hopefully they can keep that market moving and keep that trade agreement in the positive. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.